The flavorful town of Waipahu in central Oahu has been an outpost of plantation history, and it's in the midst of incredible change with the rail situation in the area and transit-oriented development poised to swing in. Today, we've got Kula Abiva, who moved to Waipahu as a child and got into its history over the years. Now he's media director for the Waipahu Community Association. Kula, welcome.
Aloha noi.
When I say Waipahu, I still hear in the back of my mind, right?
Well, you know, if you listen closely, it's still there.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's, of course, that's the old commercial from Arakawa's,
yes.
Part of the center of town, huh?
Yes, Waipahu? Yes.
Could you take us on a tour?
Sure. First of all, I'd like to let people know that Waipahu was originally just a tiny spring. And in 1897, 100 years ago, a group of businessmen came about and named the area Waipahu. Waipahu was actually made up of three Ahupua'a, mainly Waipio, and Waikele, and Ho'ai'ai, which is Royal Kunia Village Park, Robinson Heights area.
Oh.
So those three Ahupua'a made up what is today Waipahu.
So that's what we call Waipahu.
Waipahu
now,
whole
today.
Area. Okay. There's 72,000 people that live in the
area. Does it go all the way down to the ocean?
It does.
Okay.
It actually does go all the way down to the ocean. And people don't realize how close we are to the ocean.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
The richness of the area, if I could go there, the Ali'i of the old Ewa side of the island congregated in that area because of two things: mild weather, well, it was hot actually, but mild weather, and nine very bubbly artesian wells.
Oh.
And so Waipahu was basically underwater. The convergence of the geology of the Ko'ola Mountains and the Waianae Range created a delta area and deposited nutrients, which created a rich area for the planting of kalo. Now, kalo was the wealth of the Ali'i. And so with all the artesian wells on the upper slopes coming down and filling that area, it created an ecosystem that made that place wealthy in terms of agriculture.
Oh,
then from there,
okay.
That water went down and they created very large fish ponds.
Uh-huh.
And the Loko'i'a was also considered the wealth of the Ali'i, and they owned that.
That's all along the shoreline.
On the shoreline. Bishop Estate owns a lot of land
Interesting.
There. Many of the Jarrett families, the Keoho Kalole family, the Queen Liliuokalani's family, historically owned lands in that area. Oddly enough, three of my friends, they owned lands right on the water.
Huh.
One was the Kekumano family, who were the keepers of the sharks. There's a great deal of stories of the sharks of Pu'uloa and Ka'ahu Pahau, which is in the song Pupu A'o'ewa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
Okay.
I don't even know what the shoreline looks like.
Well, nobody does
because it's
part of the Pearl Harbor.
Uh-huh.
You can't get in there.
But you were also saying that upland Waipahu was very wet.
Well, I wouldn't say an upland. It was like a sloping down. You know, there are areas that had that were higher than the basic flatland area, and that is where the Ali'i lived. Interestingly enough, and I'd like to say this, King Kalani Opu'u,
mm-hmm.
whose feather cape and cloak came back and from New Zealand, was actually conceived at the spring of Waipahu and was probably born there.
Really?
Now, the reason why, as I said, that they would be the Ali'i would gather there was because of that fresh water. The rest was desert.
Oh. Yeah.
And if you lived in the, if you live, Kaneohe is beautiful, please don't get me wrong, but it's rainy. And it was, you know, it, they would rather have been in an area that was dry,
with
but
a lot
with
of
lots
fresh
of fresh water.
Water.
So Waipahu means gushing water.
And is that what made it such a great, you know, sugar cane area as well?
Well, you know, the James Campbell was so akamai. He went out there and he used the technology available at that time, and he brought someone in from California to drill with a diamond bit, and he went out towards Honouliuli, towards, and they drilled there, and he reached fresh water, artesian water, and he was able to go out and I think it was 30,000 acres that mm-hmm. he had purchased for a really little sum.
And
so
that was the birth of the incredible plantation history.
Right. Yes.
Of Waipahu. You know, there's so much going on there even right now. I mean, we've got to take a tour in on a much deeper level, Kula,
oh,
at
absolutely.
Some point. But you know what? Let's fast forward to the present for a moment, because
right.
rail is happening in your
right.
town. Where is it at right now?
Well, you know, we're it's almost completed. We're in the process right now of the developing the embarkation areas, and you know, it's not as crazy as it used to be.
Right.
What has happened though is that there's been quite a number of small mom and pop stores that have been affected by that, and we do create tours to let our people know. Hey, support this organization. They've been there for a long time. You know, that's part of the flavor of Hawaii.
And the community support that you folks do at the association. We want to go on a tour like that and support some of the mom and pops out there.
Yeah, and I'd like to tell you one thing, that our Waipahu Community Association was created to help educate people about business opportunities, and then to go in there and then to create businesses on their own, micro enterprises. And so we created what we call the Waipahu Festival Marketplace. We got HUD federal funds, state funds. We have an air-conditioned farmers market that has been so successful in the past 10 years.
I don't know. It's wild, cool.
Well, it's like I kind of said yes, it is. You can't get on the street, but the thing is that as a marketer, I thought to myself, what we need to say is that this is a Chinatown style marketplace. Did you know, Noi, that Waipahu had the largest amount of Chinese immigrants in Hawaii outside of Chinatown?
Oh my gosh!
So rice,
there's so much
rice was a big thing. We exported rice at one time in the 1800s. Do you know that 1880s?
We're going to continue this, Kula,
okay.
But we've got to leave it there.
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
Yeah.
He is the media director for Waipahu Community Association. No, sorry at all. We're going to continue this. Thanks for coming, Kula.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.